From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry joins talks in Paris. Foreign ministers from European and Arab nations are discussing the battle against the Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting Friday in New York that would include U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and his envoy for Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry will use a visit to Russia Tuesday to plan the next meeting of the International Syria Support Group. A State Department official says the group is expected to meet Friday in New York. The official said Kerry will also discuss efforts to get full implementation of the Minsk Agreement, which includes a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine with a withdrawal of heavy weapons by both the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed separatists. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday following a meeting with his national security team, the president said IS is losing ground and its leaders have no place to hide.
So far, ISIL has lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it will lose more.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue to search for and kill terrorist leaders and train and equip forces battling Islamic State militants. Egypt issued a preliminary report Monday saying its investigators have found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. A statement from the Civil Aviation Ministry said the investigation is continuing, but so far nothing has been found that indicates terrorism. This is VOA News. State media say Turkey withdrew some of its forces from a camp outside the Iraqi city of Mosul as part of what military officials call a rearrangement. Turkish forces have been operating in Iraq, helping to train local fighters. Earlier this month, the military sent troops, more troops, to the area, saying they were needed for protection. That move angered the Iraqi government, which demanded Turkey withdraw its troops and threatened to take the matter to the United Nations. A small group of supporters of human rights lawyer Pu Zhijiang ignored intimidation from authorities and rallied outside a Beijing courtroom Monday. Pu is charged with publishing several social media messages that were critical of the government and officials. If found guilty, he could face up to 8 years in prison. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama pledged Monday to work together to implement the recent Paris Climate Change Accord. In a phone conversation, Mr. Xi told Mr. Obama the pact agreed to Saturday charted a clear path for further international efforts and said China is willing to work with the United States and other parties to ensure implementation of the agreement. South Africa's president has replaced the finance minister for a second time in the past week. Anita Powell reports.
South Africa's new finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, joked about how long he expected to stay in his second round at the job after his sudden appointment late Sunday.
So how long can you expect?
10 minutes from now.
Okay.
Gordhan takes over from little-known MP David Van Rooyen, who was abruptly appointed last week, one day after President Jacob Zuma fired Finance Minister Kanhla Nene. The sudden shakeup hit South Africa's economy as the ailing currency fell further and stock prices plummeted. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Nigerian army troops shot and killed members of a Shiite group over the weekend after the group allegedly attacked the convoy of Nigeria's army chief. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says soldiers killed up to 300 of its members in the northern city of Zaria in Kaduna State. Other reports put the death toll much lower at 20. World oil prices fell again on Monday. They dropped to lows not seen since late 2008 and early 2009. Global crude prices have been falling for months, with the largest plunge coming as Iran renewed a pledge to boost its crude exports. 60 people have been arrested in a joint operation against child pornography during raids across Latin America, as well as Spain and the United States. Officials say they rescued three minors, ages 9, 14, and 15, that were being used to make pornography in Mexico. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.